Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. It was breathtaking. Astounding news was reported this week in an article written by Sarah Napton in the Telegraph of the United Kingdom. Human life begins in bright flash of light as sperm meets an egg. Scientists have shown for the first time after capturing the astonishing fireworks on film. She wrote, "An explosion of tiny sparks erupts from the egg at the exact moment of conception." Scientist Dr. Teresa Woodruff of Northwestern discovered this phenomena in her research and said, "To see the zinc radiate out in a burst from each human egg was breathtaking." Truthfully, these scientists are not sharing something new. As written in the ancient pages of God's Word, human life begins at conception. The more that science reveals of the microscopic details of human procreation, the more egg flies in the face, pardon the pun, of those who scoff at life beginning at conception. Consider the command in Exodus 21, verse 22. Moses wrote about God's command concerning an unborn child. "If men fight and hurt a woman with child, so that she gives birth prematurely, yet no harm follows, he shall surely be punished. But if any harm follows, then you shall give life for life." God equated the life of the unborn baby with the life of the adult. Life begins at conception. Consider Samson. The angel of the Lord came to Samson's mother and said, "You shall conceive and bear a son. Now, therefore, please be careful not to drink wine or similar drink and not to eat anything unclean. For behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb." Judges 13, verse 5. Notice, the mother had to stop drinking wine or eating anything unclean before the child was conceived, or he would not meet the requirements of the Nazarite vow. Life begins at conception. Consider David, who, by inspiration, wrote, "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed." Psalm 139, verse 13, and verses 15 through 16. Life begins at conception. Consider John the Baptizer. When John's mother, Elizabeth, was in her sixth month of pregnancy, Mary came to visit her. When Elizabeth saw Mary approaching, the babe leapt in her womb, and she began to prophesy. Unborn baby John recognized Jesus. Life begins at conception. Now, consider this. Since Roe v. Wade in 1973, there have been 57,762,169 abortions in the United States. Stated correctly, there have been 57,762,169 babies put to death. We can only hope and pray that with camera microscopes and other advancing technology, the higher courts will come to realize that human life begins at conception. God's Word certainly makes it crystal clear. Today's verse, "Your hands have made me and fashioned me, an intricate unity. Remember, I pray, that you have made me like clay. Did you not pour me out like milk and curdle me like cheese? Clothe me with skin and flesh, and knit me together with bones and sinews." Job chapter 10, verse 8, and verses 10 through 11.